Not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by your name. You are mine. And when you pass through waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. And when you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, and the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give you Egypt for the ransom. Seba in your place, since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you, I will give you in exchange I will give people in exchange for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bring your children from the east, and I will gather you from the west. And I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not hold them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth, and everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. Lead out those who have eyes but are blind, who have ears but are deaf. All the nations gather together, and the people assembly, which of their gods foretold this and proclaimed to us the former things. Let them bring in their witnesses to prove they were right, so that others may hear and say it is true. You are my witnesses, declared the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, so that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me no God was formed, nor there will be one after me. I am the Lord, and apart from me there is no Savior. I have received and saved and proclaimed. I am not some forgotten God among you. You are my witnesses, declared the Lord, that I am God. Yes, and from ancient days I am here. No one can deliver out my hand that I act. Who can receive it? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. He is the living God. Let's praise him and worship him.
All I am and have Fire.
Thank you, Father. Praise your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
We worship you, God.
Yes, we do. Thank you,
Jesus. We adore you, King of Glory. We magnify your holy name. We bow before thy throne of grace and we say, Abba, Father, who is like unto thee, O God, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, always doing wonders, the God that seated in heaven and runneth the affairs of men, the King of all kings, the Lord of all lords.
Yes, you are, Lord.
The I am that I am.
Yes.
You are the balm of Gilead.
Yes.
You are the rose of Sharon.
Yes.
You are the sovereign king.
Yes, Lord.
You are the one who was, who is, and is to come.
Yes,
who is like unto thee, O God.
Thank you, Jesus.
We worship your majesty this morning, Lord. We ascribe all majesty unto you, God. For we know there is none beside you.
Yes, Father.
You are the God Almighty.
Yes.
And we say, who can compare with you?
Yes.
Who can compare with you, O God?
Yes,
you cover yourself with a cloud, O Lord.
Yes.
You have dominion over everything on earth.
Yes.
Even in heaven, even under the earth, O God. Father, we give you all the worship. We give you all adoration. We give you all majesty, and we say glory to your holy name, O God. Father, Lord God Almighty, we have worshipped you this morning. Let the meditation of our heart be acceptable unto you, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, O God, that you would take absolute control of today's fellowship, God, in the name of Jesus. You will glorify your name, O God. You will manifest your power. You will glorify yourself, O God, even in this gathering, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your word that will come forth from your Son. Thank you for every prayer point that will be rendered unto you, O God. We know, God, that you are God that answered prayer. And we know, Father, Lord God Almighty, every soul that is here today, O Lord, will not return back void without receiving from you today. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, you will meet every one of us at the point of our needs, O God, in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Of a truth, O Lord, Father, we will have every reason to say, yes, we have come to meet with the Lord. We give you all the glory, Lord, for we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Just before Dawn comes and shares and explains, something I shared last week and I shouldn't have shared. I was presumptuous. But Dawn's going to explain more clearly what I meant to say last week. Amen.
leaders stepping up to help fill those holes with leading in worship. And there's other tasks that have to be done. There was a hole to be filled with the chairman of the board, and so I stepped up to do it. It's just that there's tasks that have to be done, and people have to step up to. We needed people to step up to help out, and Alvin said, "Hey, you know what? Send me. I'll step up to the plate and go to work." And praise God. So I hope that answered that question. No, we didn't fire Stan. We're not running him off. We're trying to bless him and bring healing and restoration. So as a board, we're moving forward. No, none of us are ever standing still. We're either moving forward or we're moving back. But as a board, we've decided, well, you know what? We're in a tough spot right now, but we're going to keep moving forward. But we're not going to move forward in bitterness. We're not going to move forward in unforgiveness. We're not going to move forward in hurt. We're going to, as a board, we've decided, let's move forward in forgiveness. Let's move forward with a plan to heal. Let's move forward with a plan to bring restoration and hope and joy. That's the plan that the board is moving forward with. And so, yeah, enough said there. And you know what? Later on, after service, I'm going to hang around till closing. And I might be sitting over here or somewhere. But if you have questions and hurts that you would like to express or something that you'd like to ask the board, I'll probably be sitting over here somewhere. Come and find me, and you can stay till closing with me, and we can talk about what is, you know, pressing and important to you. So, you know, we want to make ourselves, as a board, we want to make ourselves available for you in that, okay? So after service, you'll find me. And on that, too, like, we get it. We know that you're hurting too, and you're questioning, and you're not. It's a tough time, and we get that. And so we're trying to be sensitive to that as well, and to do what we can to help you, all of you as well. So that's on our hearts. Philippians 4, verse 8. I'm going to turn there. If you've got a Bible, you should turn there too, Philippians 4, verse 8. If you don't have a Bible, go see one of them Gideon guys. He'll get you a Bible. I'm a Gideon guy. I'll get you a Bible. If you don't have a Bible, get a Bible. Philippians 4, verse 8. Yeah, now I got to find it. Hang on.
What? Huh? Arlene needs to talk to me. All right. You'll have to wait till later, Arlene.
I'm in the middle of something right now. You're going to have to wait. Philippians 4, verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Meditate on those things. Do not meditate on ugly things. One point that I thought was important to mention is that, believe it or not, this right here is not so much the ministry as the kitchen is the ministry. We are a support to that ministry. This what we're doing here is this. We are a support to that ministry, and I would encourage you to think on that and even be engaged in that. But Potter's Hand Ministry is a ministry where we're reaching out to less fortunate, the downtrodden, the hungry, the homeless here in downtown Red Deer, where we can give them a warm meal, a place to warm up in the morning when it's cold, and a little bit of love. Just to come alongside people and give them somebody to talk to and all that kind of thing. So that's our ministry. So just a little reminder about that. I know I needed to be reminded about that. And it was a good reminder for me too. So like I was saying at the outset, Alvin saw that there was a role to fill, a need to be met, and so he stepped up. Same thing for me. There was a need to be met, and so I stepped up. But and worship leaders, there's here Jason and Samantha. Way to go! Like, you know what? Like up until this time yesterday, the deal was, well, you know what? We're not going to have worship tomorrow. We're just going to have time of prayer, and we'll get Mr. Kabundo to preach, and we're not going to have worship.
And this was the best worship ever.
And indeed, it's all about Jesus. And so Samantha and Jason saw that there was a need to be met, so they stepped up to the plate. But the question is, what about you? Will you also step up to the plate? And I know the answer is yes, and I'm glad about that. I'm encouraged that we can count on that you guys will step up to the plate too with the gifts and the talents that you have. And even if you're like me, you don't think you've got them, step up anyways and get to work. So let Jesus be your strength. Let Jesus be your confidence. And let all of this be about Jesus. So it really is. It's decision time for all of us. It's decision time for you. Way back when, Bob Dylan sang, "You're gonna have to serve somebody." Amen. We end up serving somebody. Yep. We either serve the living God, the creator of heaven and earth, the author and perfecter of our faith, or we serve the evil deeds of the one who wants to kill and steal and destroy. Right. And it's simple. It's one or the other. It's either we follow Jesus, the risen Savior, and what he calls us to, or we go down the road of being angry and backbiting and gossiping and telling stories and all that. You're going to serve somebody. You will serve somebody. But you need to decide this morning, who am I going to serve? Who will I choose to honor with my actions? Who will I choose to honor with my lips? When you guys hear the story about this group of people that were in Egypt a few years back, God said, hey, Moses, get those guys out of there. Come on, let's go. So God takes these people out, drags them across the desert for 40 years, and they come up to what they were told is their promised land. Oh, yeah, Canaan. Okay, I'm going to stop that story for just a minute, bring in this little commercial message. There have been people repeatedly saying that Potter's hand is in this place now for a reason, and that we're like this close to moving into something great. That we're in this place now, but we're not here now. That God has a plan for us that is something much, much better. So here's these folks that were that just God evicted them from Egypt, well, 40 years earlier, and they're on They're about to come into the promised land, right? And their leader at the time, by the name of Joshua, said to them, what did he say to them? Let me see here. Got to find it. Ha. Now, therefore, fear the Lord. Serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the river and in Egypt. Serve the Lord. And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. And then find your place again. Sorry about that. And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Ammonites in whose land you will dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Okay? So after service, you can find me. I'll try and answer your questions as best I can. I hope that cleared things up, Alvin. Or do we got to do this again next week with somebody else cleaning up after me? It's hard to say. We'll find out. God bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah. So, if that wasn't clear enough, then I'll make it more clear. My intentions are not to take over this church. So write that in the stones. That's not my intention. I seen a spot that needed to be filled. I felt the Lord put it on my heart to do that. So I'm standing here only by the prayers and supplications and for Jesus Christ and Him alone. I'm not here to create my own agenda. That is not the plan. That is not my plan. My plan is to serve the living God. Amen? Amen? And Jesus alone. Okay? And so just write that out there. Get that out there in the field. Let people know. This is not Alvin's church. This is not my intention. Okay? 3 months ago, there's no way. I would have said, no way. I would have been scared to death. But hallelujah. Someone's got to stand up. Hallelujah. Amen? Someone. Someone has to stand. That'd be you guys. That'd be you guys. So stand up. Hallelujah. Amen. We're coming. Hallelujah. We're coming against forces of darkness that are just railing, just coming. They're coming. But we are going to be those people that are going to stand up. Amen. And stand against the forces of darkness. I tell you, this city, the devil wants to kill every person in this city. But thanks be to God, God is raising up men and women that are tired of that and seeing a drug addicted go to hell. And their lives. Amen? So we're going to be those people. Amen? We're going to pray that Potter's Hands is going to be more effective in 2016 than ever before. We're going to stand. We're going to see salvations. Amen? We're going to see people brought into His eternal kingdom. Hallelujah. And not be reading about them in the paper. They OD'd. They OD'd. They OD'd. Man, it's time that we got to stand up. We're fighting against spirits. Demonic spirits, and their whole purpose is to kill you, to nullify you, who you are in Christ. He wants to keep you down under foot. Hallelujah. But Jesus Christ came and broke the foot of Satan. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what I want to see here in the city of Red Deer. The name of Jesus, high and lifted up. Hallelujah. High and lifted up. That the name of Jesus, hallelujah, demons will begin to tremble. Hallelujah, as we walk into that place. Amen? Hallelujah. So I encourage you, if you haven't, get on your knees and begin to pray and say, God, help us. Help us. Help us, Lord Jesus. And set us on fire. Amen? Set us on fire, every one of us. Let's burn with the Spirit of the living God in our hearts. Amen? Let's encourage the worshipers. Let's enter into worship. Don't sit back there and say, it's the same old, same old. No, it's not. We have never been this place before. We have never been here before, my brothers. Never. I have never been here before. It's a brand new day. Amen? Brand new. So God has given us a glorious opportunity for each one of us to rise up. Amen? Every one of us has a glorious opportunity to rise up. You have giftings. There's some giftings in here, like I says, you know, are you kidding me? This guy can sing. You know, this person can sing. Where have they been? Where have they been? It's time. Come on, my brothers. My sisters, rise up. Rise up. We only got 3 minutes. And by now, we only got 1 minute. Amen? 1 minute left. Amen? So, is it a short one? Okay. Gaston here's got a...
Colossians 3. Okay. Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your heart on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desire, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in those ways in the life you once lived. But now you must rid yourself of all such things as anger, rage, malice, slander, filthy language in your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on a new self, which has been renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Here there is no Greek, Jews, circumcised, uncircumcised, barbarian, slave, free, French, Dutch. Christ is all and is in all. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievance you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which bind them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, since as member of one body you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom. And as you sing psalms, hymns, spiritual song with gratitude in your heart of God, to God. And whatever you do, whether in words or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Focus is love. Amen. So I'm going to invite our brother up, William. And I believe God has given him a word for us today. Amen. And we want to hear from him. Brother, come up. Hallelujah. Just want to say a prayer over him first here as we get underway here. Find out he may not need a mic. So, oh, did you want to share something? Okay. Donated.
So I'm wanting people to sign up that can bring certain foods like potatoes, vegetables, and also that can help cook turkey. So I need 5 people if they would be willing. So I'll be at the back after church and you can come see me.
Amen.
Thanks.
Hallelujah.
It'll be here after church.
Yeah. December 13th. Okay. Father God, I pray for my brother. I pray, Holy Spirit,
that out of his innermost being will flow rivers of living water into a dry and thirsty land. God, we need to hear a word, a rhema word, to help us, to carry us through, Lord God, to pick us up, to encourage us, to strengthen us, to lighten the load, Lord God. So here we are, Lord God. We're here to hear from you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for...
Wow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wow. You are wonderful people. May the Lord bless you all in the name of Jesus. I declare, may the Lord bless every one of us in the name of Jesus. Amen. And I want us to appreciate the presence of God. The presence of God in this house today. The presence of His Holy Spirit in this house today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I want us to put our hands together and give God. Now listen to this. We have spoken. We have advised. But now it is time for the Holy Ghost now to take preeminence. Can you shout hallelujah to Jesus? Hallelujah. And I would like you to help me preach today in the name of Jesus, because I'm standing here not because I'm a wonderful person. No, I'm standing here by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not standing here before you because I am better than you, but I'm standing here by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Can you raise up your hands if you have a hand? Raise up that hand and give and just shout hallelujah to Jesus. Ah, can you do better than that? Shout hallelujah. And then if you have got two hands, please, can you give God a better hand clap that you have never done ever before in Canada in Jesus' name? Ah, hallelujah! Hallelujah! Yeah! Amen? The presence of God is in this house today. Believe it or not, I'm declaring as a servant of God that the presence of God, the anointing of God, the power of God, the glory of God is in this house today in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen? Now, let me begin by saying this, that Jehovah God loves you so much, loves me so much, that while I was yet a sinner, the Lord God in heaven sent his only begotten Son. His name is Jesus Christ. His name is Jesus Christ. To die on the cross for you and to die on the cross for me. What a mighty God we serve. What a precious God we serve. What a loving God we serve. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be glorified. He's worthy to be exalted. His name is Jesus. Can you shout Jesus? Can you shout Jesus? Can you shout Jesus three times? Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. Give God praise and give God a big hand clap and a shout to Jesus Christ. The devil is a liar. Oh, I'm declaring right now as a servant of God, the devil is a liar. What he has purposed to do against me, against you, against our families, against Potter's hands, shall never come to pass, because the blood of Jesus Christ is taking over this church in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It will not work. Hallelujah. Listen to this. I want us to quickly take some 5 minutes or 10 to quickly share about my ministry, so that when I get into the word, nothing will ever come again there. Just want to share quickly, and then after that, I will get into the word of the Lord. Amen? And thank you for coming. Thank you for coming to listen to this black African Kenyan. Hallelujah. And I'm happy I have some Kenyan here. And then I have some Sudanese here. Wow. My Sudan brother, my namesake, William, can you... Hallelujah. Can you stand up, please? That is a wonderful servant of God. He has always welcomed me here, driven me here, helped me to know what to do. May the Lord bless you, my brother, in Jesus' name. He's studying here, he's working here in Canada with the immigration department. Amen. Then I saw some, wow, Kenyans or Kenyans, are you here? Yes, stand up, don't worry. Wow, look at those Kenyans. Wow. God bless you. Thank you for coming. And I saw a couple, wonderful couple here. Wow. And I remember I saw you last time when I was preaching here. I don't know if I'm wrong. When I was preaching here 2 years and a half ago. Wow. Bless them with a big hand clap. Hallelujah. Thank you. And I tell you, you wonderful drums, you and wonderful prayer and declaration that you released upon the congregation in the name of Jesus. May the Lord bless you and bless you and bless you and bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. And now, I want to appreciate all other people. If I've not mentioned you, I want to appreciate all the Canadians who have welcomed me here in Canada in the name of Jesus. Can we appreciate each other? Hallelujah. Now, I have got brochures here, and these brochures are explaining more about my ministry. I don't want to get into explaining about my ministry. I have come to share the word of God with us. But of course, it is important because when I come here, I come for two things. Number one, preach the word of God. And number two, raise support to support my ministry back in Kenya and in East Africa, where I'm in leadership of serving the Lord in that region of Africa. So I'll explain two things. Number one, on this brochure. And then number two, I'll explain about the form that you will please fill for me and return this to me, please, so that I can get in touch with you and share with you of what God is continuously doing through my ministry. I'm here representing so many people. If I had enough money, I would bring all those people to Canada so that they can share with you. But I've come here to represent them. There are many, so many, and so many needs that they have sent me here to request you, all of you who are here in Canada, to help so that we can be able to continue doing the work of God. Please fill this form. I will tell you the why. I will tell you what happened to me after I preached here last time, 2.5 years. I will tell you what happened to me. Praise the name of Jesus. Please fill this and give it back to me after the service, please. But for this one, this is yours. You can remain with this one. This is yours. And please, my brother, you will have this. And just give only those who will raise their hands and they want it. Not everyone. Only those who will raise up their hands and they will want this the information, then you hand it to them. Not those who will not want it for now. Please just take only those who will want this information, and then you will give them after the service. Now, my ministry quickly, I will share. We reach out through missions. We reach out through evangelism and crusades. We reach out through planting churches. We reach out through training pastors in the rural villages. We reach out through the Jesus film, showing of the Jesus film. We reach out through supporting orphans and widows who have been affected and infected with HIV/AIDS. We provide education for the children so that they can grow up with the knowledge of, so that they can move with the speed of the world right now with the knowledge of what they are studying in school. And also, we invite all of you, those who are able, to come and visit us in teams or in groups so that you can be able to see what you are supporting and also see with your eyes, because there is power in seeing. Can you shout hallelujah? So we invite you for short, long-term, and short-term missions. You are welcome, whether you are 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 or 20 or 30. I welcome you, because Pastor Stan came and saw with his family, and it is good for you also to come and see. Can you shout hallelujah? Can you shout hallelujah? So I'm running very quickly because I want to go to the Word of God. So this, all the details are explained in this brochure today. All the details are explained in this brochure today. Then you can be able to support us on one time starting from today. You can be able to support these needs that are I've mentioned in this brochure. You are welcome to support us from today, once a month or thrice a month, a year, or every month, continuously, as the Lord will lay on your heart. You have an opportunity to support, to help us meet these needs that has brought me here in Canada after 2.5 years again since I was here last. So if you'd like to support, you are encouraged to write your checks. If you want a tax-free receipt, then you write your check made payable to Caleb Ministries in Calgary. And then down there on the check, write for William Kubondo or for Yem. so that the funds will go to according to where you wanted the funds to go, and that it will be used according to the way you desire it. Otherwise, if you just send a check made payable to Caleb Ministries, it will be received by Caleb Ministries in Calgary, but if they don't know where to place it, they will put it in a place where they will have to make a decision themselves. So please make sure you write there, Caleb, write there for Yem or for Yem, for Reverend William Kubondo or Yem, and send that check to Caleb Ministries on the address of Caleb Ministries that is on the brochure. Or you can do it by writing, if you don't need a receipt, then you write checks payable to York Evangelistic Ministries, York Evangelistic Ministries, and then send that check to the address of Caroline Alberta, 110. Send that to Reverend Cliff Stolwick, whom we have worked together for 10 years and above. He has visited us for over 10 times with a team from Bible College of Caroline Alberta with a wife, Donna Stolwick. So you can send that to them, and they will put in our account here in Canada, because they are signatories of the money that we received from Canada, plus another brother from Crossroads Church. They are signatories, and plus myself as the overseer of the ministry. So you have got one of the two ways, and you can begin, whether it is to Calgary, to send today to Calgary, or to Caleb Ministries, or to Yem, Caroline Alberta. You are welcome. Whatever you have, you can give it today, and we will definitely appreciate it in the name of Jesus Christ. And may the Lord bless you so much for that quick information about the ministry. Can you shout hallelujah? Thank you, my brother. I've filled my part A. These are the brochures. You'll just give them after I finish preaching. After I finish preaching, then you give them so that it doesn't interfere with the preaching today. When I left here last year, and these are forms for those who would like to fill and return to me. These ones, they return to me. The other ones, they can take them. Praise the name of Jesus. When I left here last year, I went to Kenya. Last 2 years and a half, I went to Kenya. And when I went to Kenya, after arriving in Kenya, after 1 week, I was hit by stroke on my right-hand side. What you are seeing before you is a miracle. It is God that I'm here. It is God that the Lord, it took the hand of God for me, because I was hit immediately after 1 week when I arrived Kenya. I could not communicate to you people, to anybody in Canada. I could not even appreciate the support that you people in Canada gave my ministry when I came 2 years and a half ago. I could do nothing, because my memory was totally cleared. Oh, my goodness. Brother Richard, please stand up, please. Sorry. Brother Richard, may the Lord bless you. A big hand clap to Brother Richard. I was wondering, you know, I was just seeing black people, and then I forgot that you are there. My brother Richard gives me an office here in town at Canwest Travel Agency. I use that office without any problem, phone calls, meeting with the people. Every time I visit Canada with Sister Joan, they are wonderful people. I love them. They are my friends for years. I'm telling for years. And he visited Kenya so many years ago, and he has continued to be a blessing to me. Brother Rich and your family, May the Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Can you shout hallelujah, all of us? God bless you. God bless you. Amen. And I'm telling you, I was down. I could not remember the names of my wife. I could not remember the names of my children. I have got two grandchildren. I could have nothing. I could not even remember to send an email to you because you had given me response forms that, like the ones that you are going to take today. But where those response forms went, I don't. I was attacked when I was very far outside Kakamega. I was in the bush in Lodwar. For those who know Lodwar, my brother William, you know Lodwar because you pass by there as you go to Sudan. And I don't know whether I lost them in Lodwar or not. I didn't have any contact to even appreciate you. So for now, I'm taking this opportunity by the mercies of God to ask you to forgive me, please, for not communicating to you. Have you forgiven me? Have you forgiven me, please? And may the Lord bless you in Jesus' name for forgiving me. A big hand clap to Jesus Christ. So for today, I request you kindly, fill those forms for me, but only again, Pastor, my brother, you will give the forms and the handbills only for those who will raise up their hands and they will need it. And please, I would like those forms so that I can continue to update you about the ministry. I am healed. I am preaching before you healed. I am healed by the and touched by the blood of Jesus. I could not speak. I could not preach for 2 years. I could not preach. But the Lord returned the Bible first to me. The sixth month when I was totally down, I had come out of hospital after 1 month and a half. I was being treated in the house. And when I came out of the hospital, after 6 months, the Lord Jesus Christ, our healer, the Lord Jesus Christ, your healer, the Lord Jesus Christ touched me and at 3 a.m. in the morning, flipped the Bible at night when I was in the dream and flipped the Bible from Genesis to Revelation through. And then I woke up. And when I woke up, thank you, my father, my brother. Just stay. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you. And the Bible, the Lord flipped the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, because I have preached from 1980 up to now. I'm still preaching. I've not done any other thing. I've been preaching. My father, when I came last 2 years and a half, had died in January with a heart attack. He had served God for 45 years. And I just came after burying him, 2013. And I'm telling you, the Lord is surely God. And God will remain to be God forever. I'm saying the Lord will remain to be God forever. He's God who healed us. And I declare right now, if you are sick in this congregation right now, with the grace that the Lord has released upon me of releasing healing upon your body, which is suffering. Believe it with me, if I was attacked by stroke, and you know if you are attacked by stroke, either your figure is totally reorganized. You will not even walk. The only problem I have right now is that I cannot, this leg and this leg are still struggling to, you know, to move in the right order. This leg, this one is so okay. But on my right-hand side, my leg, you know, still has got complications. But the Lord has healed me. I have I have waited unto the Lord, reading the word for 2 years. For 2 years, reading the word after he gave me Bible, after 6 months. For 2 years, reading the word, meditating upon the word. There is always a reason for everything in our lives. There is always a reason for everything in our lives. Even in this church, the Lord has got a reason why he has allowed this church to be shaken. Because it is time before we see any miracles, before we see souls coming to the Lord, running to the Lord, we must first of all be shaken. The shaken ones will have, you know, will not be able to stand. But only those who shall remain firm, firm and focused to the Lord, not focused to the preacher from Kenya, not focused to Pastor Stan, not focused to the elders, not focused to the chairman of the body here, but focus on Jesus Christ. Only Jesus! Are you getting what I'm telling you? Only focus on Jesus shall be able to move ahead to the another level that the Lord will wants to do. Every time God wants to move an individual, every time God wants to move a business that God has given you, every time God wants to move in your family, every time God wants to move in the church and in the ministry like this, I am telling you the truth. It starts by shaking. It starts by shaking. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. It starts by shaking. And shaking does not mean that you are a sinner. Shaking does not mean that the church is not doing its call as God called it. Shaking does not mean that you are not okay with the Lord. Shaking comes so that the unshakable will remain. The shaken one will have to go. Because when God wants to do a new thing, I'm telling you the truth, my fellow Canadians, or my fellow wherever, or Kenyans. I am telling you the truth. This church, I'm telling you the truth, this church, the Potter's Hands Church, the Potter's Hands Ministry, Pastor Stan and Christo, the wife, their family, God called them and God gave them leadership of this ministry. God called them. I am a bishop overseeing so many churches in Kenya, in Tanzania, and in Rwanda. I have so many churches under my leadership, with bishops taking care of those countries, and Kenya, I am the one who is giving the leadership and advice for all the bishops. But let me tell you the truth. Also, I am the chairman of over 1,000 pastors and above in our county. I am the chairman. Pastors from different churches, pastors from different ministries, bishops that are serving in different ministries in Kenya, and right in the headquarters of Kakamega. But let me tell you the truth. Every time God wants to do a new thing, whether we like it or not, there must be a shaking. There must be a shaking. The shaking does not mean that the church is not on the track. The shaking does not mean the pastor is not on the track. The shaking does not mean that the members are not on the track. The shaking does not mean that the members are not supporting the vision or the ministry. The shaking comes so that God will use the shaking to help us move from where we are stuck, move to another level, move to another level, move to another level. Can you shout hallelujah? Can you shout hallelujah? Are you getting me? How many are following me? How many are already bored with this preacher from Kenya? The shaking is necessary. Can you see? Look at your neighbor. Don't look at me. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor the shaking is necessary. Thank you. Thank you for preaching with me also. Thank you. May the Lord bless you. Can you shout hallelujah to Jesus? The shaking is necessary. It is necessary not only for members. It is necessary even for us preachers. Necessary even for us pastors. Necessary, oh my goodness. If I tell you the shaking I've gone through since God called me in 1980, even the recent ones, the recent one, to begin with my sickness, my brother, I have preached, I have never been admitted in a hospital. For the first time, my brother, I was admitted in the hospital. And being the chairman of pastors all over different denominations in Kakamega town, the hospital was packed with people. Until the doctors directed that if they want to pray for me, they go to a ground, playground. Because the people are so many. So many. People are so many, they are coming. After 1 minute, after whatever, they are there and they all want to pray. They all want to claim my life can be restored. They all want because they loved me and they came. They gave. They supported my medication. The doctors were there. Those pastors who were doctors in their churches, I also have doctors in my churches. In my church, they did what? They sent doctors. Can you go and find out our Reverend William Kubondo? How is he? How is he faring on? Do we need to give some money? Do we need to do what? They were ready to do everything. If I could not get sick, because I've never been sick even with malaria. If you know malaria, if you don't know, come to Africa. They wanted to support, but if it would not have happened, I would not know surely if these people love me. But now through that process of being sick, I know surely these people love me together with my family members. So God can use anything, any situation to bring a shaking. So that he moved you from your comfort zone. And especially here in Canada, now the Lord is moving. Revival is on the way, I'm telling you the truth. Revival is on the way. Revival cannot come when people can go to the bank and withdraw whatever money they want. They are comfortable. even on Sunday, they don't go to church. On Sunday, they don't even remember about God.
That's right.
They are remembering another opportunity of job employment, so that if he had three employment places to work, my brother, please, he is asking, he's looking for another one so that he can have five. I'm telling you, even if you get five jobs, even if you get 10 jobs, it will not meet your needs. It is only when you trust God in Jesus Christ by faith. When you learn to live by faith, God will come in your situation. Can you shout amen?
Amen.
Can you shout hallelujah? Hallelujah. Give God a big hand clap and a shout to the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Glory, 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 glory. Are you getting me?
Amen.
Are you getting me, my brethren? God uses every situation to accomplish what he wants to accomplish. And he does not spare even us pastors. He does not spare even us ministers. He does not spare the board chairman. He does not spare, oh hallelujah, he does not spare any member. It doesn't matter what color, whether you are blue or red or green. It doesn't matter. Are you getting what I'm telling you?
Yes.
And when we go through such light, we need to remember that the Lord is using it to move us to another step, to another dress, to move in another power. The praise and worship to move in another level of praise. The members of the board also to be strengthened during that time that we are going through such situation. If we are left in our comfort zones, we will not be able to move to where God wants us to reach. You can give God a better outcome than what you are doing. Give God a better outcome, my brother, my sister. Because you are being here, it has taken God. You are being here, it has taken Jehovah God. And we need to appreciate God every time. He wakes us up very in the morning. Every time we drive our vehicles on the road and we go to Calgary and back while we are working in Calgary, it's not that you are better. It's not that you are better than those ones who are in hospital with legs up because they had an accident. No, 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 no. It is because of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is not that you have got the card. What do you call it? This medication, medical, whatever card, which you can be able to be taken care of by, I don't know what it is, the government or the employer? Yes, whatever, you know, to take care of your health. Card, at least you are registered, at least to be able to contribute every month, so that if there is any need for a medication, it is taken care of. Thank you, the Lord bless you. But let me tell you, in Africa, beyond the cities that we are coming from, women don't know even how to give birth in a maternity. They don't have. Ask them about those guys, they don't know. The man will just be there ready, knowing my wife will be giving birth on the 9th month, and takes care, gets a razor blade, a new razor blade, and be ready with that razor blade. If it what it happens at night, he's ready with a razor blade to help the wife to cut the umbilical cord. And then they look for medication from the bush. You are blessed, Canadians. You are blessed. I am telling you, you are blessed whether you are free or not. I will say that, and I'm telling you, you are blessed. Let us remember this.
not be speaking in Canada right now. I could not be preaching the way I'm preaching. I could not read the Bible. I could do nothing. My wife was my supplier and help of everything to get medication for me, to bring fruit so that I eat fruit according to the direction of the doctor. But let me tell you the truth. It is God who has given you life. And you know what? Even if oil company are firing you because they are going down because of the economy, don't worry. Don't worry. The Lord knows. God will make sure there is food on the table for your family. Your children are going to school. You are going to take every medication that you need because doctors were given the strength and to take care of us. It is not wrong. That is their part which God gave them. But they need to know that they can reach somewhere and then they will do nothing with the nurses. It is only God who will come in and intervene. Can you shout hallelujah? Hallelujah. Can you shout amen? Amen? Do not despair, Porter's Church. Members of God, Porter's Church. Don't worry, I've got a scripture there. Yeah, you know, that I would have read. I have it there. If you want me to read as a tradition, I can read. But I'm releasing what God has put in my heart. In Hebrews 6, 9 to 10, God is not unjust to forget you. God is not unjust to forget what you have done to support this ministry. You have given to make sure the soup ministry is going on. You have given to support Pastor Stan. You have given to support our mission. You have given to support every area of need of this church. You have served in one area or another. God will not forget what you have done. God will not forget. God will not forget what you have done. Can you shout hallelujah? The Lord will always remember you for what you have done. The Lord will always remember your participation in this vision. Because God brought you in this particular ministry. There are many churches. And He takes you to a particular place, to a particular church, under a particular pastor, under a particular ministry with a purpose. And when He brings you, He has brought you here. Pastor Stan and Mama Christo have poured their lives into every one of us. In one way or another, He might not have given you money, but He has shared the word of God with you. Are you getting what I'm saying? He has shared the word of God with you. Mama Christo has read, praised, and worshiped, you know, and ministered on, you know, that it's God's word. There's something I don't know its name. Violin. Violin or viola. Yes. Hallelujah. You are brought in this ministry. The scripture that I'm rotating around is what I've read to you in Hebrews. Please write it down. 6, 9 to 10. God is not unjust to forgive what you have done in this ministry. He will reward you. He will bless you. But I'm telling you the truth. God must shake before revival. God must shake us first. And after He has shaken us, now revival will be ready. We'll be ready with revival. And how shall we bring back revival? It is not by crying. It is not by complaining. It's not by condemning. It is not by putting yourself as if you are better than the other. All of us, including pastors, we are human beings. We need God. We need interference for God to intervene in our situation. doesn't matter whether you are just a member. I am telling you, God needs your participation for this ministry to continue. So by one, when the church at such a time, the church right now, before revival, the church, God releases shaking, and after shaking, then the remnant, God lifts them up into prayer. Are you following what I'm saying? I'm a preacher and from Kenya, and I preach it without moving around. I preach it. And I love you all. I love you so much. Thank you also for your support, because you are going to give so well after I preach. But let me tell you, if Jesus will come when I'm preaching this message and I go to heaven with him, I'll shout hallelujah before I share my need. Because when I preach this message without any compromise, the Lord will honor it. The Lord will touch you. The Lord will touch Canada, and my needs will be met by him in Jesus' name. Can you give God a big hand and a big hand in Jesus' name? God bless you, my brother. God bless you. Thank you for what you are doing. Thank you for what you are doing. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you for what you have done in this ministry. I'm a servant of God. I don't know even your name. But I know, as I've been preaching, the Lord is speaking to you. Amen. The Lord is speaking to you in a special way. Amen. This is where God brought you, my brother. If you will be here, yes, and be strong, yes, stand with this church. Yes. Whether it's prayerfully or financially, whether it is advice, give. Do not be shaken. Amen. Don't hear about rumors from people. Because I went through a very tough time in Kakamega, and I've sat there from 1980. I have not moved out of Kakamega. They spoke. Pastors preached about me on their pulpits. But I'm telling you, they again ended up to choose me as their chairman. Are you getting what I'm telling you? As their chairman. This end of the year, I will be telling them, please, I want to have somebody be able to take over as I give advice right now as an elder. Because I can't be a chairman for years. Young people are coming up. We need to nurture them and raise them up to move on. Because we are not Jesus. We are not the same. We are not the same yesterday, today, and forever. We are. It's only Jesus. It's only Jesus. Hallelujah. Raise up your hands and shout hallelujah to Jesus. Can you shout hallelujah? Amen. Do not despair. Amen. Do not be discouraged. Yes. And do not look at the numbers of the people. Yes. Because when God wants to do something, he starts, he does it shaking. And then after shaking, he raises up the standard of prayer. Amen. Of that church first. So the next thing that the leadership needs to do here is to make sure they announce prayer. Continuous prayers of members. Continuous prayers of leaders. Continuous prayers of the praise and worship. Continuous prayers. Because this prayer will be able to take you to another step. When people from Syria will come, they will come in this church. Amen. Oh, honey, some of you have not heard what I'm saying. When Syrian refugees will come, God will bring them in this church. And this church will be filled in the name of Jesus. People are coming from north. People are coming from south. People are coming from west. People are coming from east. And they're all running to this church. Yes. Because this is a church and a ministry of action.
Yes.
You take care of the needy society. Yep. You provide a meal for them. Yep. You
Let me tell you, we as pastors are not angels. Yeah. We are human beings like you. Yeah. When we stand before you, we stand by the grace of our Lord Jesus. Yeah. If you expect to see an angel preaching to you, you will never see one. And everyone said, and the church was quiet. I'm repeating again, with no apology. I'm a preacher, I am a pastor, and I'm leading many leaders. I've raised up so many people in my ministry from 1980. But let me tell you, I am not an angel. And if my wife will expect to live with an angel in the house, then she has a problem. Marriage just move in victory when we learn to forgive one another. It will never work if you expect to live with an angel. If I expect that I married an angel, it will not work. And I'm repeating again, it will not work. We must learn to forgive one another. We must learn to embrace one another, and that forgiving spirit will always take us to another level. As we listen to the trumpet of God to sound, as we serve Him in every part or area in the church, let me tell you, if you are here and you are a worshiper, and you have been sitting in this church, and God has called you in the ministry of worship, I am challenging you today and right now as an apostle. Please, see the chairman. See the present worship team leadership. See the board. And come in and be part. You have been trained and equipped for this time with Pastor Stan and Crystal, Mama Crystal. And now it is time to go and take position. If you are a good person who can serve soup, volunteer days that you can be there to serve soup. If you are an usher, volunteer to usher people in the church. Because I'm telling you the truth, as a servant of God, people are coming in this church. They are coming. These chairs, when I come back again, people will be standing in Jesus' name. Amen. Are you getting what I'm telling you? Amen. Do not be waved aside. Peter, when he was focused, looking unto Jesus, I preached a message in another church about if you are to come, if you are to walk on the water, you must, number one, come out of the boat. The people who remain in the boat cannot experience what Peter experienced when he wanted to countercheck. Are you really Jesus that we have seen walking on the water as a ghost? Are you the one? And when Jesus had that question, he stretched his hand and he said to Peter, come. Only one word. Can you say, I'm a come? Can you say, I come? Only one word, come. And when he told him, come, Peter, I thank Peter because he was an aggressive apostle. He's not an apostle who fears to fail. Because even if you are a businessman, you try this business, and then it fails, and then you quit, you need some prayer. Because that is, you don't quit. You don't quit. Quitting is not your vocabulary. You try again. And Peter, after the disciples were in the boat, and they were worried, still thinking, Peter is going to meet a ghost. Peter came out of the boat. Only those who come out of the boat the church? Who told you the church of Jesus Christ can die? It cannot. Let me tell you the truth. Even if you leave all of you, Jesus will start with one and the church will continue. I love you, but I have to tell you the truth. The church of Jesus Christ cannot die. It took the blood of Jesus Christ for the church to be saved. It cannot die. I'm telling you, it cannot die. Even if I'm a leader, Jesus will do without me and will start without me. But he knows that he needs us and he understands our weaknesses. He understands our shortcomings. He understands that we are flesh and blood. He understands us more better. The devil is a liar. I'm saying the devil is a liar. The church, this church shall live. Amen. This church shall prosper. Yes. This church shall continue to accomplish the purposes that God called this church and God called Pastor Stan and Christo in the name of Jesus. Yes. I am speaking life in your heart. Amen. I am speaking life in your mind. I am speaking life in your family. I'm speaking good health. And may the Lord restore everything the devil has stolen from this congregation in the name of Jesus. Listen to this. After the shaking, then the remnant, God will release a thirst and hunger of prayer. That's the next step. Thirst and hunger of prayer. And we cannot do without prayer. We cannot do without prayer. We can do without those Bibles that are in the phones that you are carrying. But we cannot do without prayer. Because Jesus Christ, after he had done the ministry of taking care of the poor, healing the sick, and doing all that he was able to do, he told his disciples, go. And when he told them to go, and the Bible says he released the multitude to go. Because there were so many and he could not be there continuing with the ministry before he consults his father. So he went to the mountain to pray. My brothers and sisters, prayer will take us to another level. Prayer. And the oil company is now going downhill, not uphill. Many people's jobs are. But let me tell you, do not fear. If your focus is on Jesus, as Peter's focus was on Jesus, he walked on the water. And focus was on Jesus. Not on the wind, but focus was on Jesus. Not on the water down there, but focus was on Jesus. And when he put his focus on Jesus, he was able to continue walking on the water. But when he saw the waves and the wind, fear came into him. This church will not die because Jesus is in control. I am telling you, whether Pastor Stan is mentioned one person or three or the board members alone, God can do without Pastor Stan and me. Yeah. And God can do without the board. Yeah. And God can do without anybody. Amen. I want us to understand it is not us, it is God. Yeah. I'm an apostle and I preach it. Please forgive me. Don't need to bless me because I'm saying the truth. Please. Because if I do that, I go happy man. Because I'm leaving you the Bible. This church must go forward. Amen. This church is not backward. Amen. No, that is not this church. This church is forward, not backward.
ever. Can you say amen? Amen. Even with the rumors that people will say, Father, hallelujah, a soldier of Jesus. Don't put your attention to rumors. Amen. Don't put your attention to what people are saying. Don't put attention to what people are saying. I quit that church because we are all, I'm telling you, it's only Jesus Christ. Because if David was, and remember, God calls David a man after his own heart. And yet he refers to David throughout. Even when Hezekiah was sick, David, God sends Isaiah to get a message to Hezekiah. But then he sends Hezekiah in Isaiah, but tell Isaiah that the Lord of David, the Lord of David is saying this. I am adding you how many? 15 more. Yeah. And how did it come? By worries on any other person. It came why? Because he turned to the world and prayed. Yes, yes, yes. At this particular time is a time of turning to the world.
Yeah.
And pray.
Amen.
It is this particular time is time of turning to the world and pray. And that prayer made Isaiah to go back again. According to the command of God, I have heard the prayers of my servant, King Ezekiel. And I have seen his tears. And right now, the Lord is seeing the tears of this church. The Lord is seeing the tears of this church. And there are tears of being restored back. There are tears of enabling you to move forward. And I'm saying, moving forward, not only are you alone, but together with the servant of God, whom God called for this vision. Because let me tell you, the vision, I have a vision. God gave me a vision, and but I've gotten so many experiences. In this. You know, I am whipped by God, I mess up. God lived with me, but he loves me, he loves me. Listen to this. When Peter was sinking into the water, he was sinking. Jesus was not there, nothing. People in the boat who remained there with doubt were in the boat still wondering and talking. You know, people like talking too much instead of praying. We must be a church of more prayer and reading the word than talking. Because in talking, you open your mouth, then the devil puts in something in your mind that confuses you. Takes you out of the focus. People, and even in Canada, I'm saying the same. It is not only in Africa, it is in Africa also, but it's here in Canada. And here it's most worse because you have got telephone, mobile, and everything you have, you can communicate in a minute, and everybody will know what is going on. Yeah. Listen to this. He remembered, I need Jesus again. I am seeking, but I need Jesus again. Yeah. So he called Jesus. And when Jesus saw him going down, Jesus did not condemn him to pass. Jesus, the first thing he did is to stretch his hand and help Peter to come out. Then number two, he rebuked him. Why did you afraid? Go down. And then number three, he held his hand and started walking on the water again with Peter towards the boat. Are you getting what I'm sharing with you? Are you getting what I'm sharing with you? And they went to the boat, and all of them raised their hands and worshiped the Lord and said, surely, this is God. He is God. May the Lord bless us as you move with this one that has spoken in you and the encouragement has spoken to you. Praise and worship team, come and see the chairman quickly and be able to come in those who God has been calling in praise and worship and you have been sitting there. Now God wants you on the altar to serve. If you cannot serve here, there, serve in the soup ministry. If you cannot serve there, be an usher.
you cannot serve there, be a member of the board. If you cannot be served in the board, you know, do what? Take care of the Sunday school children. If you cannot do that, then do something, at least do something in the church. Because you are mature now. Do something so that the people that are coming, the Syrians and others and the refugees that are coming from all over the world to Canada, they will get people who are trained and who can welcome them. And release powerful praise and worship to lift their faith up. Do not, the thing I'm leaving with you, number one, me being a man or a family or a leader of them. Number two, support this ministry with prayer and giving. With prayer and giving. Support. Give generously. Because God will bless every giver that will give with a pure heart. The Lord will return 100-fold to you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord touch you. May the Lord lift you to another level of grace. We are all serving under the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and no one of us is an angel. If you will be there complaining instead of putting your focus on prayer, no, 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 no. The one who is part of this vision, and God will keep blessing him and lifting him. And please serve without any fear. Serve without anyone. And you shout hallelujah. And as we pray for the whole leadership, as we pray for God to unite you together, let unity put us together. Unity. The power of unity will move us to another level. Amen. Let us be united. Remove your focus from what people are saying outside. Remove your focus from other pastors. Because it happened to me. And they ended up again choosing me as their chairman. Then I was wondering if I was a sinner and I was not. Whatever. Why did you choose me again to be your chairman? And they love me until they are requesting me to continue leading them. So don't worry.
After the service, you can see me after the service for more prayer.
I'm just going to close. I think I will. I think.
Christ is my reward, all of my devotion. past, before me, the world behind me. Everything I need is in.